you, Kristen, for agreeing to do this today. I'm excited to talk to you about your new e-course. How about if we start with you just sharing a little background, just take some time to tell us maybe how many kids you have, how did you become a real foodie, and maybe a little about how you started blogging.
Okay. I have three children, two boys and a little girl. My boys are 6 and 3, and my girl is actually 8 weeks old.
Aww.
She's with me in my lap right now. So you might hear a little squeak from her from time to time. If you do, just know that that is her saying hello. So a little bit about my background. Basically, I have always had a few passions and never really a way to roll them all up into one thing until now. Like, I've always loved teaching. Even back when I was a student, I paid my way as a tutor, you know. And when I graduated from college, the first job I had was teaching at the local community college, and it's kind of gone from there. And then my second big passion has always been writing, and that didn't really become a professional thing until I had my first son. I was pregnant with him, and I was looking for a way to work at home, and one of my friends basically was a freelance graphic designer, and she said, hey, you can write copy for me. And I don't know if you know what a copywriter does, but they basically write marketing materials for businesses and organizations. So anytime you go to a website, that's, you know, that's basically copy that's been written by somebody, or, you know, you can write advertising copy, or you can write, you know, the copy in brochures, that sort of thing. So that's when I started writing professionally. It was more with what a marketing spin was with. And that's how I first began working at home when I was about 8 months pregnant. And then I've just kept doing that for the last 6 years.
How did you become a foodie and a blogger then?
Yeah, the whole nutrition thing came about, again, because of being a new mom. You know, when you become a new parent, you become very convicted about particular, you know, if you just want to be a better person all around, and also, you know, want to do what's best for your kids. And so I started paying a lot more attention to food and nutrition when I became pregnant, and particularly once my son was born. And but I had a real turning point one day when a friend showed me the documentary, The Future of Food. I don't know, have you seen it?
Yes, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's really amazing, and it's all about, you know, genetically modified foods and their entrance into our food supply. And it was really my first hint that there's a bigger picture out there as far as food and what we eat. Before that, I, you know, had tried to be health conscious, but it was the same way that everybody out there tries to be health conscious, which is you just have this big mass of preconceived notions and nutritional mumbo-jumbo swimming around in your head from, you know, doctors, media, and even food packaging and what they advertise as being so great about their food products right there on the label. And so I had tried to be health conscious, but I didn't actually start studying it on my own until after this movie. And like the first things that I did after watching The Future of Food was join the CSA. And so I started getting, you know, this box of wonderful produce every week, and wondering how to use it, and basically deciding that I was going to say no to all this genetically modified food, which meant cleaning out my kitchen, basically, of a whole lot of packaged things. Like, I grew up in a down-home, you know, southern cooking family where my mother and my grandmother and my aunt and everybody, you know, they all get together and cook from scratch this really yummy food. So I had a really good foundation in cooking, but I you know, even though we cooked, you know, we still relied on a whole bunch of prepackaged things, too, like your, you know, your bread and your corn tortillas and your whatever else.
And right, so easy to do.
Watching this movie made me go, oh, I want to get this gunk out. So that was my first step, was trying to get a lot of this prepackaged gunk out and fast foods out and anything that supported this system of agriculture that I did not want to perpetuate. And then the second movement happened when a friend just started raving about this cookbook, Nourishing Traditions, and she said, you have to read this. And I thought, oh, okay. And so that was my introduction into traditional foods and the Western Price movement. And so that is when I started actually getting really passionate about nutrition and just wanting to learn everything I possibly could about this subject. And so this was like a perfect confluence of events, I guess, about 6 years ago when I started, you know, working at home, professionally writing, and started studying nutrition all the time. At the time, I kept a blog online, but it was mostly a personal blog. And I just, you know, it started being overtaken with me writing about health and nutrition topics. And about 3 years ago, I had kind of a light go off in my head that made me go, I want to just have a blog dedicated solely to this. And again, it had to do with the copywriting that I was doing. I had agreed to write material for a business, and they said they were doing research and wanted to prevent breast cancer. And I thought, well, breast cancer prevention, I can get behind that. And so I was like, yes, and I agreed to write for them. And then as I started researching their philosophy and product in order to write for them, I realized that I could not support them at all. They actually, they were using this, like, genetic screening test to tell if you were predisposed to have or to get breast cancer. And their method of prevention was basically to start preventative treatments if you had this genetic marker. So, there's my little girl. Hi. So the treatment that they recommended was actually preventative mastectomies. And my jaw just hit the floor. I could not believe that they would want to.
Even before they had breast cancer?
Yeah, prevent breast cancer by cutting off your breast.
Ah!
The most stupid thing ever. And so I got really convicted about, one, who are these people that I am writing for? Like, I don't want to keep writing. Like, I wanted to be a lot more selective in who I wrote for, basically, after that. And at that point, I just had to put my foot down and say, I cannot finish this project for you. I'm so sorry, you know, and give them their money back and walk away from it. But I wanted to be a lot more selective about who I wrote for, and so I got this bug in my head, like, I'm going to start a blog about health and nutrition. Like, this is obviously something I'm passionate about, and I think I can be really successful in writing about it, and so that is when Food Renegade was born, and that was back in 2008. And that's pretty much what I've been doing since then. I've been writing at Food Renegade more and more, and you know, I still had clients for copywriting from time to time, but I'm kind of weaning myself off of that and making Food Renegade most of my income. So, here you have it. How this came together as far as writing the textbook and then this class is I really wanted to, again, I wanted to start making most of my income from Food Renegade. So that means you have to come up with things, products to sell and whatnot. And so I thought, okay, what are the things I'm really passionate about? And again, I kept going back to teaching, writing, and nutrition. I love teaching. And I'm very connected with my local homeschooling community. Even though my oldest son is only 6, I have spent a lot of time, basically since even before he was born, trying to figure out what kind of homeschooling method I wanted to use. And researching homeschooling and that sort of thing. And I basically pulled together, a mishmash of different homeschooling philosophies that I really dive with. One is the Charlotte Mason model of homeschooling, which basically it's very heavy on what she calls living books and textbooks. So instead of having this textbook of dry information edited by 50 people, et cetera, that's full of, quizzes and tests and whatnot, she recommended living books, which is a book written by one teacher, one person who's really passionate about their subject, and it can just be anything. And so I thought, I love that. And if I wrote a book, it'd be that kind of a book. I also like Waldorf. Not so much, everything behind Waldorf, but I love their creativity and how craft-oriented they are and beautiful. Like, they really try to draw beauty into their education. And then the third thing is unschooling, which is basically this belief that kids are these super inquisitive, creative, sponges, that they just love learning. And it really actually takes a really bad system for you to get a kid who hates school. Basically, the system of education has to suck for a kid to hate school that much, because kids just like learning about anything that interests them. And so in unschooling, what you try to do is just, give them it's real student-led. Like, the student determines, something that's passionate about them, and your job as the homeschooling parent is to put things in front of them that can help foster that passion. So if they they suddenly decide that they love, astronomy, then you buy them a telescope and all these books on astronomy, and you let them have at it. And if they have questions or whatever, they come to you, that sort of a thing, but it's a lot more student-led. And so between, again, those three things, I had kind of developed this whole homeschooling philosophy and thought a lot about homeschooling and helped some of my friends actually teach their kids, before I even got around to teaching my kids. Like I said, you can't really take the teacher out of me. Even when I was a student, I was a teacher. And then as soon as I got out of college, I was teaching. And so I've pretty much always been teaching and loving teaching. And so I thought, okay, well, one day one of my friends, I was at dinner at her house, and she said, you know what you need to do is write a textbook on nutrition. And I'll give it to my son. Because he don't listen to me, because I'm his mom. She's talking about her teenage son here. I'm sure you can identify. She said, but they'll listen to a third party source. Like, they'll listen to you. They do listen to you. When you come over and we eat dinner together and you start talking about this, they listen. And I was like, okay. And so that was the bug that was put in my ear, more than a year ago. And so I started working on the book then. And then I released the book in the spring, I think in April or something like that, maybe May, and made it available. And it's been selling really well. And then I thought, you know what? I'm going to take this and turn this into an e-course, because a book, as much as I love learning from books, it's very two-dimensional. It's basically words on a page in front of you. And lots of kids don't learn well that way. Lots of people have different learning styles and require things like, they need to hear, they need to see, they need to touch. They basically need to use, their whole body to learn. And and particularly to learn something really well. And so I thought, you know, you can do that better in a multimedia type experience online. And so that's when I decided to do the online course. I think people can get a lot out of the online course because of a number of different things. It's advantageous to homeschooling parents on a number of levels. One is because they sometimes when you're homeschooling, particularly upper level type classes, as your kids get older and older, you run into a wall as far as your own personal knowledge goes, where you realize that somebody else would make a much better teacher of this subject than you. Like maybe you're really good at English and literature, but math is not your forte. And that's why you do things like join homeschooling co-ops and whatnot, where you can, you know, you can teach the subject that you're really interested in to all your friends' kids, and then your friends, you know, can teach subjects they're really interested in to your kids. You kind of trade off with your, you know, knowledge base and skill set. And so this can do that for parents who aren't really all that knowledgeable about nutrition and wouldn't really know where to start putting a course together. This can do that for them. Second way it might be helpful for homeschooling parents is on a, like, just with time issues. Every homeschooling family I know, including myself, feels pulled in, you know, so many different directions. And you've really got to prioritize what it is that you as the parent and the teacher are going to focus on. Where are you going to put all your energy? And sometimes you'd rather put it in, you know, one direction than in another, but you don't want to neglect that other direction because, you know, you don't want to only teach things that you yourself really have the energy to put into it, because if you do that, you know, your kids' education can be pretty limited. So they either have to be really self-motivated sometimes, or you need something from the outside to come in and help out. And again, I think that's where homeschooling co-ops come in, and it's also where something like online classes comes in, because the students can, you know, do this. Like you as the teacher can focus all your energy on, you know, the things that you love and are passionate about or know a lot about. And then, you know, your kids can take the online course, or can take, you know, the course at the local community college, or can take the course at the, you know, the co-op and still cover these subjects that maybe you don't have the energy to create a whole curriculum for or whatnot. And then the third way that it's really helpful is even if you did the knowledge and the energy to do this, you may not have as many resources as I do. Like, considering that, you know, this has been my passion for a full 6 years, I have come across a lot of material that I feel would be a great complement to the textbook and to any kind of a course on nutrition. And I feel like I can share that with kids. You know, like, I know, you know, what sort of interviews are there, books and whatnot that we can, you know, hopefully, you know, some excerpts from and all that kind of stuff. So I'm just getting contact with a lot more resources over the years, you know, since this has basically been what I've been, you know, eating, breathing, sleeping, real food nutrition now for so long. But that I feel like it'd be great to be able to share this with students. And so that's the other thing I'm looking forward to doing. And I think that a lot of parents can acknowledge that that's perhaps, you know, one of the most important things about taking a class is having all this really interesting and fascinating supplementary material, so that you're not only conveying the main point that you're trying to get across, but you're doing it in a way that really keeps your students' interest. And I think that this online course will be able to do that. The way that it will work, basically, is when anybody can register for the course. It's not just limited to homeschooling kids. I'm saying it's for those age 12 and up. And so even an adult, you know, if they're interested and want to know more, particularly about nutrition, then this is a course to sign up for. There are three payment options because I rely really heavily on my book as part of the reading materials, and so students do need to have a copy of my book to take the class. But a lot of people have already bought a copy of my book, and so if you've already bought a copy of my book, then you can just sign up for the e-course by itself. If you haven't, then there's the option to sign up for the e-course with the e-book or the e-course with the printed book, you know, whatever suits you. And then once you sign up, when the course actually opens, you get an email with login information, and then you'll go to the course site and log in. And basically each class is going to be made up of several things. We're going to have several videos to watch. We're going to have audio files to listen to, and that will either be, you know, audio interviews or lectures, that sort of stuff. And then we'll have a series of discussion questions based on the material. We'll have reading material, both from the book and supplemental reading material that, you know, from other books or magazines that I've found really useful and interesting. So basically, there's going to be a whole bunch of material out there for the kids. And in addition to having all that material and the discussion questions, we're also going to have a weekly kind of take-home assignment or project, or some kind of experiment for them to do, either in their kitchen or in the grocery store, or, you know, maybe at the local farmer's market, if they can find one and get to it, that will hopefully drive these lessons home and help the student take ownership of the material, you know. I'm also offering the option to grade the course materials for you. So if you don't really like grades, you don't have to have it graded. Or if you're an adult and you're just kind of taking this for your own personal enrichment, you don't have to have it graded. You know, nobody has to have it graded. But basically, it's a way for me to help out the parents who don't even have the time to review the materials online with their kids. And so they just want their kids to take the course and to finish it pretty much on their own. The parent will be involved when they're involved, but they don't feel like they can actually grade the level of their students' participation. And if that's the case, then you have that option. And I'm actually offering a discount for families who want to have, you know, multiple kids enroll. Basically, if you're not having the course graded, you can have as many people take the course under the one registration as you want, because it's not going to really take up any more of my time, so I don't see why I should charge you more for that. And so everybody in the family can take the class under one registration if you're not having it graded. If you are having the course material graded, that, of course, is going to take up more of my time and require more of my interaction, so I'm going to ask that you pay more for each student, but I'm offering discounts for each additional student. So, you know, if you've got two kids who you want to take the class, you know, the first one is full price, the second one is 25% off, third one is 50% off, and then after the third one, I'm basically saying, you know, any additional kids after the third one would be 50% off. So hopefully people can email me, you know, before they sign up. They can email me, and I will give them a coupon code for getting that discount for multiple kids. And my email address is @foodrenegade.com. So that's Kristen, K-R-I-S-T-E-N, @foodrenegade.com. And people can email me there and ask for the coupon for multiple kids, and I'll give it to them. So that's, you know, they can enroll with me students that they need to in the class.